I don't need it. However, it was my father's gift to me from him leaving this earth. And I know he wanted me to have that. He said that to me before he left. So it's really my last connection of my father to me. And the appropriate thing for my mother to do would just be, you know, to support me and say, I love you. I think you're a beautiful person. I want you to grow and do whatever you want with this.
And so what's really at issue here is your mother isn't forking over the money because she does not trust you.
Which brings me back to when I was 7 years old, she wrote in that passage that she's been, quote unquote, carrying me. And so she feels that she's been carrying me since that point on, and that she doesn't
trust me with the money. How do you think you could most make the point to your mother that she no longer needs to carry you? To wrestle her to the ground and get her to give up the goods? Or to just walk on without them and show her? In other words...
Live my own life.
So you're really good at that, aren't you?
Yeah.
So now this father's gift to you, and we think that's a good characterization of it. Do you think that a gift is meaningful because you get to cash it and spend it? Or can you take the thought for the deed? Was the gift in and of itself enough? In other words, because that's the game you're playing about it. In other words, this is a gift that he gave to me. And so we're just sort of wanting to make sure that you are really seeing it as a gift. And if it was, in other words, is it really the gift that you want, or do you want the cash?
Sure.
So say that.
Absolutely.
So say that. So,
yes.
So because when you're saying one thing and you mean another... There's a split in your vibration that doesn't serve you. So why do you care about that money? Is it because you really need the money? There's plenty of money flowing. Is it because you'd live a lot better life with it? Well, maybe for a little while, but that's not. You want the money because your father gave it to you, and you don't like the idea of someone else
controlling
something that was given. It's that feeling that someone else is controlling. Mm-hmm. And you know how you release the apparent control of someone else? You make it a non-issue. As long as you're wrestling over it, there is control that is happening. When you stop the tug of war, there's nothing more to control, you see. So when you say and really mean, that money is really irrelevant to me because I knew my father's experience and relationship to me with or without this gift. The gift that he gave me is maybe this contrasting experience, which is going to show me how to find my true autonomy with who I am. In other words, that's really what the gift that he's giving you is about. When you can walk away from that money by saying that particular money is irrelevant to me, and I'm not going to let anybody use anything as an excuse to hold me. I'm not going to hold myself bondage over that. Instead, I'm just going to move on and feel great, which means I'm going to harbor no ill will toward my mother because she knows not what she does. In other words, I can't change her perspective of me. That's the perspective that she has. And as warped as her perspective of me is, I can't change her perspective of me. She has to change her perspective of me. All I can do is hold the perspective that I have of myself so powerfully that it's hard not to see it, you see. And so when you're saying to your mother and really meaning it, well, I don't know what you're doing with that money and I don't really know why you're doing it, but all right, I give in. Let it sit there until you think the appropriate time for me to have it is. It's clearly meant for me to have, but it doesn't matter when it comes because there's plenty of money flowing into my experience anyway. When you're saying that and really meaning it, when you really tap into the resources of Source and you feel your invincibility and your connection to power and all resources, then the little vortex called some petty little inheritance becomes irrelevant to you. You see what we're getting at? Mm-hmm. But when that little inheritance, and maybe it's not so little, when that little inheritance, little by the standards that we're talking about, becomes an issue and that you use an excuse to pinch yourself off from the avalanche that is lined up for you of well-being and resources, then that's where things begin to feel off. And we think, wise energy being that you are, that you can feel that it's off, and as we explain it to you, doesn't it feel like that's what it is? There are so many people that look to others to be the vortex through which their well-being flows. And your parents really do that to you, most of them, a great deal, because they are the vortex through where much of your